Happy Tuesday, bitches. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen, Bitch. Holy shit, it's Tuesday. I just want to say Monday was Monday was a Monday. It was definitely a Monday. I'm not mad at it though. I know there was some fuckery with my episode posting yesterday, but it's all squared away. So if you missed yesterday's episode, mental or mushrooms or mushrooms or mental. Go back and re-listen because it's there. So I wasn't sure what I was doing about today's podcast either. Like it's just been a day. I've been up pretty much since my husband got up at 2:30 this morning. I did pass out on the couch for about an hour today. So I got a little nappy time and I feel like I was sleep driving. My college girl is home, her car is in the shop and it was just annoying and stressful. It was just a fuckery of a day. And really my only intention today, like the thing I really wanted to get done, I needed to get my nails done. I had to do it. I haven't done it for a really long time. I went through a season of actually doing them myself, but I'm bartending again 3 nights a week, so my hands are always like just always wet, and so my skin is not healing. My cuticles are just, it's just fucked up. So I have to get my nails done or I continue to like peel away the nasty skin that's on my cuticles. Like basically, my fingers end up just being like a disgusting bloody mess. It's just terrible. So anyway, that was my only goal, my only intention. And I did manage to get that done. Funny story. I'm going to fill you guys in about a little situation there, but literally, I got back from all that tonight and I was done. Like it's 8:30 and I was done. So I'm like, all right, we're going to bed. And then everyone just let me know that my 4-year-old made a bunch of purchases on the PS4. So I was like, what the fuck? So we're laying down in bed. My husband gives me his phone so I can go through his emails and sign in and all the things because it was under his account. So I end up like getting locked into this chat. You guys, 8:30, I laid down and I get on this chat. It's fucking 10 o'clock and I just ended the chat. And I'm literally laying there like, okay, so I have a podcast to record. I'm just gonna get up at 4 in the morning. Or my husband's gonna wake me up at 3:30. Babe, if you're listening to this, I sure hope the fuck you did not wake me up because I am I'm still here. I'm still awake. I'm not in bed yet. Don't wake me up, bitch. But yeah, just got off the phone with these guys. Like I was stressing myself out just talking to this guy because he like takes forever to respond. I get it's a bot. I'm probably not even chatting with the fucking human, but everything got worked out. I reversed the charges, all the things, and ripped all my cards off of every gaming station in this house because it's not our first rodeo. Isaiah liked this one time where he charged and it a copious amount of money to the account and then spent all the in-game currency before I caught it. So we didn't get the refund. This time it was caught and everything's under control. So anyway, listen, bitch, we're going to talk about emotions today and how to keep them from running your life, right? Like I get it. I get it. Ben and I were talking about this today because I told him that's what I was going to talk about. So in our whole 5 minutes of uninterrupted conversation time when he gets home from work, we just talked about this, about how long it's been. Y'all, Brandon motherfucking Lynette has been going through seasons of healing. Just fucking, I look back even 3 years, like it's been so peaceful and just like, I'm not saying that we don't have fuckery. Like, I mean, if I'm being honest, I could talk a whole lot of shit about him right now because he tried to trade in my favorite motorcycle for a motorcycle that I could care less exists. Okay. So I'm still a little salty about this shit. Like, literally told him today if we had motorcycle jackets and we were in a gang, I would rip his badge off and he would have to get jumped back into the Indian Motorcycle Club because he's a traitor. I feel like he's a traitor. So that's like our biggest relationship issue at the moment. That's not shit, right? Because we're fucking around. Like it's not real. Well, I don't know. Maybe I will make him go through some trials and tribulations before I think he's cool enough to ride an Indian motorcycle ever again. But At the end of the day, like, we don't have a lot of fuckery, and we used to. Like, we used to. I'm telling you, like, this man would come home from work if he wasn't feeling good because we were fighting. Like, his emotions ran him and mine ran me because if I wasn't feeling good, I made sure he wasn't feeling good. Right? That whole messed up just manipulation. But yeah, this is something that I am definitely excited to talk about because it's something that I've been through. It's something that I've grown through. And I don't know everything, so I'm going to share the shit that works for me when it comes to emotions. I mean, we've all said something that we end up regretting, or we get into this mindset of fear and we talk ourselves out of everything. Like every aspect of our lives, we let our emotional side kind of call the shots. Emotions are fucking powerful. They really, really are. And they're a part of life. It's necessary. It's true what they say. You don't know love unless you know pain, right? Like you have to explore all areas of these emotions. Your mood, your emotional state, it determines how you interact with people, what kind of parent you are. Bitch, it affects the money I spent. I notice when I'm in seasons of like depression and feeling lost, I'm like reckless. I am reckless as a motherfucker. I'm like, oh my God, we have to spend all the money, all the things. But it's going to affect like how are you dealing with challenges? How are you dealing with how you spend your time? One of the biggest things I know if you want to be a successful fucking human, it's discipline. It's discipline. It's like doing the shit even when you don't feel like it. It's going to be this with your business. It's going to be this with your healthy lifestyle. It's going to be this with your, side gig, your business on, ventures, all the things. Like your emotions, they matter. Anyone can figure out your emotions and getting control of them, it makes you stronger mentally. And that's where we're losing. We're losing because we just let ourselves get mind fucked. We just let ourselves fall into this hole of just comparison, talk, we're talking too much and not taking action. But the thing is, like, this is what happens, bitch. Listen, I don't want you to feel like you have to suppress emotions. There is no such thing as a bad emotion. And maybe we've programmed ourselves to think maybe it doesn't feel so good, right? I know that when I'm talking to my clients and they're like feeling this feeling of fear because they've told themselves it's scary because it's unknown. The truth is, if you ask anyone, like, what is that feeling of like getting on a roller coaster or being so fucking excited about something you can't sleep? And like, excitement and fear are the exact same physical reaction. You get the butterflies in your stomach. It kind of opens up. Like it's the same thing. So it's just a matter of like, what am I going to tell myself? Like, am I just really excited about the unknown? Because the truth is, bitch, if you're going to make the universe work for you, if you're going to have the law of attraction on your side, if you want to fucking, rally the forces, then bitch, you're going to know, that everything always works out for you. And that fear is really just fucking excitement and you're excited, right? Or you could feel that fear and be brave anyway. Ignoring the fact you're fucking sad or pretending you don't feel pain, that shit doesn't go away. What happens is you start putting on this big facade of like you don't feel anything when the truth is this shit's like a toxic poison in your body and it's just like growing and thriving, right? This is part of that shit that I talked about last week in the episode of like if you're holding pain and suppressing shit in your body, you're gonna start getting sick. It's gonna physically fuck you up. Is your hip hurting? Maybe you're not dealing with some emotional trauma you have. Your energy bodies fucking matter. It matters. Listen, bitch, unaddressed emotional shit will get worse. And then you're going to start trying to cope with fucking drugs and alcohol or obsessive shopping or whatever it is. It's not going to be fucking healthy because you're just going to keep trying to mask the problem. So my first question to you is, what are you masking? What is it that you know you're doing to cope that isn't healthy? that's not working in your favor. That's keeping you from feeling the feelings. And you have to start self-regulating to check in with yourself, bitch. Like, get a fucking journal. Get a journal. Acknowledge your feelings when you're having them. And once you start recognizing it, it is a habit. It is a habit. It is like flexing a muscle. You're not going to go to the gym tomorrow after having not worked out for 6 months and bench 300 pounds. Like, you have to build up your muscles, okay? It's going to be the same thing here. So it's not like after a week of like, Brandon, I fucking journaled. I did the things, bitch, you're fucking full of shit because this isn't working for me. I'm still feeling stressed out. I'm still doing the things. It's been a week. Right? It's not about giving up because it's not a perfect journey. This is going to be like, flex your muscle. Let's put on our big girl pants and do the right thing. You have to acknowledge your feelings. Your thoughts at the end of the night and your thoughts at the beginning of the day kind of run shit. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. Turning to your phone first thing in the morning. You have set the tone for bullshit. Social media should not be looked upon until you have moved your body, brush your fucking teeth, get dressed, journal, read something positive, drink your fucking cup of earth, your what, mud water, okay? Drink your fucking coffee, whatever it is you do, bitch. Like, these are the things you do before you turn to social media. I'm telling you, it will change your mood. It changes your mood. Moving your body first thing in the morning changes your mood. All of the shit affects you. If you wake up first thing in the morning and you're gonna go to YouTube and watch all the fucking news and you're gonna get caught up in all the drama, you're set. You are set and you are triggered. And it's a matter of like, okay, maybe you do wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Okay, maybe you co-sleep like we do and you got kicked 500 times in the fucking face by a 4-year-old. And I swear to God, she drops her elbow in my eyeball, literally my fucking eyeball. No matter how I lay at night, and I'm telling you, I stack pillows like a motherfucker. Like, I do not sleep like a normal person. Okay, my husband sleeps flat like he's in a fucking coffin. I don't know how he does it. I do not. I do not. I've got shit everywhere. I have everything piled up perfect so I could throw one leg over a mountain and my arm is up above my head. It's just, I sleep a whole lot of fuckery. And I try to position myself so this little girl cannot fuck me up. And I'm telling you, no matter what, once a night at least, she knows exactly where my eyeball's at and boom, she drops her elbow into my eyeball. Literally. And I feel like subconsciously I'm waiting for it. So, like, my eyes open when it's coming. Dead sleep. I shit you not. Dead sleep. That shit knocks me. And I'm like, what the fuck? And some days it happens so much that I could feel myself wake up and feel like, oh my God, I didn't get enough sleep. She kicked my ass last night. And I'm just like feeling all the things, right? Or Zayden, who is not even in my bed, but I have to hear her saying, Mom, 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 1,000 times before we fall asleep. Right. Like, it is just it's a fucking chaos. Okay. Sometimes I feel that when I wake up. And it is just a matter of like, I can flip the switch here. I can have a whole bad day because I had a rough night. And I could choose that because I'm telling you, whatever day you're having, you fucking choose. You choose the minute you wake up and you open your eyes. Or you can just be like, oh, that was cool. It's fine. The babies are happy, healthy, alive. I'm excited about some shit I have going on. Like, you have to label them, label these emotions. They don't define who you are. It's just a thing that we've trained our body to do. And everything in your life has affected this. It's influenced it, right? How you were raised, how you were taught to cope with trauma, how you taught yourself to cope with trauma, all the shit, these emotions. That's why we give into that. It's like autopilot. So it's just a matter of checking yourself. Waking up and journaling is so important for me. When I have that rough night, I really have to step into that gratitude. Some days I wake up in power. I wake up in power, not to say I'm not grateful, because I feel like I move on this energy vibration of gratitude no matter what. Like, I'm fucking chill. I am just in this zone of like, it's whatever. I can definitely tell you the things I don't like, the things I'm not happy about. Like I my son, my 14-year-old, oh my God, I love him to death. Like I love him so much. Sometimes I just want to smother him in a big fat hug. But he has like this pent up energy and he's not doing anything physical. And I could tell like his energy drives me crazy. It drives me fucking crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, you have to do something. Like my mission over the next few weeks is to get this boy into something. He refuses to participate in anything that has to do with people. He doesn't like peopling. I get it. I pass that down genetically. All my kids are like that. We don't like people. Okay. So we still have to figure out like how the fuck can we get this energy out? Because he's very energetic and he has a beautiful mind, much like his mama. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. So he needs something physical and I can't carry the weight of his energy because it fucks with my emotions. And I just get irritable. I get overstimulated. I get impatient. I get all the things and I have to check myself. Like that's not even my energy. Half the time we're walking around in this emotional state, it's not even our shit. We're carrying the shit of other people. Someone walks into your work in a bad mood. Trust me, I watch this. I watch this because you can tell, especially working in public again. Like, I know when a bitch walks in and she's not happy. And I'm just like, damn, that sucks. That sucks to be you. I can't imagine. Like, I'm having a great time. If you don't like what you're doing it wrong. And that's not to mean every day's a great day. Someday I'm like, fuck this. Why did I decide to work in the public again? Why am I peopling? You just have to get back to that. And then it's like, okay, look, you've had a rough day. It's not a big deal. Tomorrow's a do-over. It's a reset. But you've got to acknowledge what you're experiencing. Are you fucking nervous? Are you disappointed? And some of these things, like, we mask it because we think of, the vulnerable moments or the embarrassment, the shame. I still, literally, I was thinking about this image popped in my head the other day of like, I was younger and I was like dancing in front of the mirror, all sexy. And I'm talking probably like 10 or 11. Like I was just like, doo, doo, doo. And my mom barges in, like, so disgusted with me. Like I saw that, and it brought so much shame to me. And I was just a kid exploring, like, I was loving my vibe, right? And thinking about that, even though I intentionally stand in front of that mirror and I'm like, you're a sexy bitch. Like, you're a sexy bitch. You're beautiful. And I find the things that I love about myself and I get obsessed about it and I get excited and I feel empowered. I still, in that moment, thinking about that core memory, I felt shame and embarrassment. And I'm like, bitch, you were like 10 years old. It's fine. It's fine. You get to be sexy. You get to be beautiful. You get to feel all the feelings. And like, I just talked myself through that. But that emotion, that core memory that was locked in, and I was triggered all of a sudden just thinking about that. I'm like, how can I love myself in that moment? And the truth was, it had nothing to do with me. My mom was not a, she didn't feel good about whatever. That was her problem, right? It wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. I wasn't, stripping for a camera or, it was nothing, literally nothing. And I carried shame and embarrassment and all the things for that. It fucked me up. So it's easy for me to label things now where I'm like, all right, bitch, you're feeling shame. Like, process it. I didn't try to hide it. Like, in that moment, I covered myself really fast and I was so embarrassed and humiliated and all the things. I let myself get through there. And it's your emotions, your perspective, okay? Bitch, your perspective is everything. It's everything. I can have a job anywhere doing anything and I'm gonna have a great fucking time. Literally, give me a job shoveling horse shit. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? This is so cool. Like, I will find the good in everything. My perspective, I choose. I choose the vibration I wanna be on. I choose to feel good about the things I have to do. And I say that even when I'm cleaning bunny shit upstairs, right? I could be pissed that I'm doing this, or I could change the perspective of like, I love taking care of the animals. I love them. I love them. Even in the moment when a lot of other shit's happening and I have to just stop and take care of all this and that and deal with the dogs and all the things, it's my perspective. I get to choose that. Check your emotions. Don't carry the weight of other people. You live your life in the light with integrity. You empower yourself every fucking day by checking, regulating your emotions. How am I feeling today? So when you walk into work and your boss is a fucking dick, you're not like, oh my God, what did I do? Bitch, you didn't do shit. Your boss is fucked up, right? Your boss is having the bad fucking day, not you. So it's not a matter of, oh my God, what did I do to make them mad? We all just think that it's always about us. Bitch, it's not about you. It is not always about you. I had to learn that in my marriage. Like, he's just not a happy dude. Okay. He's not like me. And I used to take that personal. And the truth is, it's not me. It's never going to be me. Literally, if my marriage failed today, I know it's not me. I put in my shit, I put in my 100%. It's not about you. How people act at work, how people treat you, it's not about you. What is the level you set your self-love meter on? What are your thoughts? What's your inner dialogue? Can we talk about that? If you go to an event and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be such a waste of time. No one's going to talk to me. I'm going to look stupid. I feel stupid. You're going to have a shitty time at this event. You know what happens to me when I go to network marketing events by myself? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to meet everybody. Everybody I'm supposed to talk to is going to be put in my path. This is going to be amazing. I get something out of everything I do. Every day I go to work, every fucking day that I leave this house and I clock in at the bar, it's that intention of like, I know I'm supposed to be here. I can't wait to find out why today. Who am I going to meet? Who am I going to talk to? Who just needs my energy? That's a powerful fucking thing where I am confident enough that my energy is a safe, loving space that sometimes people just need to chill there. And it's not about like, we have to dump everything on Brandon's lap and we have to get this all out. It's just a matter of like, whoa, it feels good to sit here in the space of this person. That feels good. Take a step back and ask yourself, if my friend was going through what I'm feeling in this moment, what would I say to her? Because that's it, bitch. We talk so shitty to ourselves. Never would we ever tell our friend some of the shit that we have told ourselves, ever. If you find yourself in a bad mood every day, then start self-regulating. Like, why the fuck are you not happy? Why are you in a bad mood? What kind of food are you eating? I get real shitty when I eat shitty. I mean, you are what you eat, bitch. Like, that's the truth. The worse I treat myself, the worse I feel. Put me in a gym 2 days in a row. I'm like, bitch, I'm the hottest thing on earth. I'm fucking fire. I'm strong. I'm confident. I can't sit down on the toilet, but I feel fucking great. The things you do affect your mood 1,000%. So you really, this is all just going to come back to you. To you. How are you treating yourself? Get outside, get in nature, go for a fucking walk, journal your feelings, and start just recognizing them. Like our emotions, it's like a fucking conveyor belt going by, and we get to choose what we want to grab off the belt. You don't have to choose that emotion. You don't have to fall into that. You get to break the patterns. That is what we're supposed to do. And it is practice. The more time and attention you spend on regulating your emotions, the stronger you become, the easier it gets. So that's it today. That's it. I just want to talk to you. Let you know I love you. You get to choose your perspective. It's that you've heard this story about the two brothers that had an alcoholic father. One of them grew up to be successful, sober, all the things. The other one became an alcoholic. They grew up in the same house. You know what I'm saying? Their perspectives were different and they chose different. You were not bound to any situation or pattern of repetition. Just because people say, oh, she always does this. And that was a thing for me with my kids. I wasn't getting the room to grow, and I had to keep growing anyway. Mom, you always, right? Mom, always. Mom always freaks out. It's not like that anymore. I broke the pattern. And now that they see the healing, they know there's a level of trust and security and safety here. I grew the fuck up, bitch. And that's all you have to do now, but maybe not even just for your kids. Like, do it for you first. I did it for me first. I had to forgive myself for being such a reactive bitch, so manipulative, narcissistic tendencies. Like, it's my nature to just feel like the world revolves around me. As you should feel like that. This is your world, bitch. This is your world. This isn't Brandon's world. You're not just in Brandon's world. You're fucking getting empowered by showing up here and letting me be a part of your energy and space so that you can create your own world. But that doesn't mean we have to hurt people in the process. So it's about healing yourself and turning around and putting a hand out for other people to be able to explain to them, like, look, I felt this. I could take myself back to any emotion. I could think about any situation and I'd be like, damn, my cheeks get red. I get flushed. I just feel like, oh my God, you did that. You're a dumbass. I could do that. It's still there. But that doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve who I want to be. It doesn't serve my current mission. It's a waste of fucking time. Talk kindly to yourself. Talk kindly to yourself. Recognize that it's just an emotion and you get to choose. You get to choose if you want to lose your shit. And some days give into that. Fuck yeah, give into that if you want to. I do that. Some days I'm like, I am overstimulated. I'm overwhelmed. I'm over everything. I'm on the couch. I'm not getting dressed today. And I don't want to talk to anyone. I let myself feel that because I can. And I'm not going to beat myself up and be like, bitch, you wasted a whole fucking day on the couch. No, love. I'm going to celebrate what the fuck I do every single day of just like showing up. Showing up. I promise you, bitches, things I love, because I know a lot of you are asking about my hair products. You're asking about my new weight loss product. You're asking about all the things, and I'm fucking excited. Most of the things you're asking about, I do make money on. So I'm just going to put that disclaimer there. I don't charge you for my podcast. I am asking that you leave a review. And if you want to check out some of the other shit that does benefit me financially, that's fucking cool. Support my mud water habit. Or as it is in the season of winter, I need to get my nails done, bitch. So feel free to throw a couple bucks over there by placing an order through my shit. But I'm going to talk about that stuff tomorrow. Just my favorite things, the things I love. And yeah, I think tomorrow is a great day to tell you about my experience at the nail salon. I went somewhere new tonight. Hello. I went somewhere new today. Just to get in, just to get it done, because I'd already 2 days I tried to get my nails done. It just didn't work out. And I'm like, today is the last fucking day I have to do this. So yeah. It was a fun experience. And it's a cute, entertaining story. Or is it? It's just fuckery. It's funny. It's a funny story. So I'm gonna talk about the nail salon tomorrow. I hope you're rocking your week. I hope you had an incredible Monday. And I get it. If it was just a Monday of Mondays, that's fine. Not the end of the world. Maybe it didn't go like you thought, but like that's the funnest part of life is that it's happening no matter what. Can you just evolve and grow with it, like the ebbs and flows. Like, I want you guys just to be the water, not the glass that holds it. Water can be poured into anything and move and flow. That's what I want you to do. Move and flow. Just start recognizing this shit, keeping a journal. And I know, bitch, I know you're like, I should do that because everybody fucking says that to me. I should keep a journal. How long are you going to keep saying this? Because I'm going to preach it to you till I'm blue in the face. If you want to know the magical progression steps I took, like how the fuck did Brandon Lynette become a badass? Bitch, she keeps a journal. Like that's step number one. Write your shit down. That's how you become accountable. That's how you realize that the emotional state you're in is not the end of the world. Like my daughter's freaking out. I just told you she's freaking out about her car. She's freaking out about she's missing school tomorrow. All the things, and I'm like, baby girl, I love you. I can't make her see that this doesn't matter.
I just have to hold space for her to get through it. Like, how can I help you? How can I alleviate the stress? How can I help you understand that it's not the end of the world? And she's like, you're right, mom. I know. 3 years from now, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, you missed class 2 weeks in a row. You know what I mean? Like, the pressure we put on ourselves, we start young. She is training her brain young, and it's going to be trauma. She's going to have to heal. I can't do anything about that. No more than I can do this for you. Bitch, no one is coming to save us. No one's going to do this for us. It's just a matter of you fucking owning your shit. That's it. You've got to own your shit. I can't even do this for my husband, you guys. And I know he wishes I could. In fact, he called me a Nazi the other day because I won't do this for him. I will talk shit, but I'm not doing it for him. He has to do it. He has to do the things, and I'm going to have an opinion every step of the way. He knows my comments. He knows what I'm thinking before. I don't even have to say it. He already knows. Like, he just knows what's happening. That's it. No one can do this for you. You're not out here to save people, bitch. I can't fucking save you, but I could pave the way. And that's what we're doing with Listen Bitch Podcast. So make sure you share this. Make sure you're subscribed. Fucking leave a review. I love you guys, but I went on there and no one has said shit. And there's a lot of you bitches listening on Apple. I didn't look on Spotify, but I looked on Apple because that is what my analytics tell me that everyone's listening on. So it's not going to hurt you. It's free, free, just free. And I know you're still listening. I know you're listening. I know you're showing up here. I know you're excited. Oh shit, it's Tuesday. I'm going to listen to Brandon today. How is she going to piss me off or make me think about something or make me think, oh my God, I knew that? It's whatever. Just leave a review. That's all. And if y'all don't want to participate and don't want to do the things, eventually I would have to charge for this. Like, I'm asking you to do the shit so I don't ever have to make this something that you have to pay for. I just want to be here with you. I want to hang out. But if you're not sharing the podcast, if you're not subscribing to the podcast, if you're not talking shit about the podcast or leaving your review, whatever it may be, maybe you loved episode 7, but episode 24, you think the show should be canceled. Like, I want to hear that. I'll still be here, but I at least want to hear. Give me some entertainment too. But that's it. I love you. Listen, bitch podcast. Make sure everybody knows about this shit. Okay. And yeah, I'm going to talk about the nail salon tomorrow and a few of my favorite things. Why I love them, what they do for me. And this is not going to be the magic mushroom day. We talked about that Monday. I am microdosing tomorrow, though. That's exciting. It's exciting. Yeah. So, anyway, all right, bitch. I love you. Happy Tuesday.